Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Let's wrap up our discussion of accounts receivable by talking about a couple of financial statement ratios that relate to the receivables. Let's jump right into it. Please go to the next slide with me. And there are two financial statement ratios relating to accounts receivable that I'd like to talk about. Let's talk about what's called the accounts receivable turnover ratio and what's called the average collection period. Let's go ahead to the next slide and let's deal with the accounts receivable turnover ratio. This ratio measures the number of times, on average, the company is able to collect its accounts receivable during the year. To calculate the accounts receivable turnover ratio, you take your net sales revenue and divide it by your average accounts receivable balance. To get the average accounts receivable balance, you simply take the beginning accounts receivable at January 1st, plus the ending accounts receivable, or the accounts receivable at December 31. Beginning plus ending receivables, divide by 2 to give us an average. Now, if you'll go to the next slide with me, what the accounts receivable turnover ratio is telling us, as we said just a few moments ago, how many times during the year the company is able to collect its accounts receivable. Thinking of it another way, how many times can the company turn over its accounts receivable? What this basically means is how many times can the company take its old accounts receivable, collect them, and then replace them with new accounts receivable. And then collect them, replace with new. Collect, replace with new. So on average, how many times during the year is the company able to do that? Now with this particular ratio, we're looking for the higher, the deal is the higher the number, the better. The higher the account receivable turnover ratio, the better we're doing. The higher the number, the faster we are collecting our accounts receivable. Now you do, of course, need to add one caveat to that. Just because you have what you might think is a high number, that doesn't necessarily mean it's good. What makes it good? Well, we don't know without something to compare it against, such as some industry average. These ratios by themselves are not very meaningful. What makes them meaningful is being able to compare against some benchmark, such as an industry average. Compared to an industry average, if we're better than average, that's good. Then we're collecting our accounts receivable faster than the average company that operates in our industry. See, that's very important. You want to make sure you're comfortable with that. Ratios themselves, not very meaningful until you have the benchmark to compare them against. Now please go to the next slide. Let's look at the other ratio that we're going to deal with, the average collection period. The average collection period tells us the number of days on average between making a sale and collecting our cash. So how many days elapse on average, between selling goods on account and then collecting the cash from those customers. To calculate your average collection period, simply take 365, the number of days in a year, divide by the accounts receivable turnover that we just calculated on the previous couple of slides. Notice with this particular ratio, the lower the number, the better. The lower the number, the fewer days elapse between making the sale and collecting our cash. Again, we don't know if that's good or not until we're able to compare it against some industry average. All right, please go to the next slide and let's take a look at an example. Let's just make up some numbers. Here's what it says. Assume that XYZ company has beginning accounts receivable of $35,000, ending receivables of $40,000, and net sales for the year of $150,000. Let's start by calculating our accounts receivable turnover ratio. Formula's right there on the screen. To calculate the account receivable turnover. We take our net sales of 150, divide by the average accounts receivable, which is the beginning plus the ending, divide by 2. Our accounts receivable turnover is 4. We're able to collect our accounts receivable 4 times during the year. On average, we're able to replace old receivables with new receivables 4 times. Is that good? I don't know. Without something to compare it against, without some sort of industry average or company standard, some benchmark to make a comparison. Please go to the next slide with me and let's do the same calculation, or work with the same problem, but let's do the calculation for the average collection period. 365 divided by the accounts receivable turnover. When you press those buttons, the average collection period, 91.25 days. What this means, 91.25 days elapse between making the sale and then collecting the cash. Again, we don't know if that's good or not without being able to compare it against some industry standard.